at 9 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jorianne Marana. It's 2 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, Toronto faced its first accused terror plot on Wednesday as a 30-year-old Al-Qaeda member, Shyam Azhar, plotted to derail a passenger train. Azhar is one of two people charged in the alleged plot with Toronto man Raed Jazer. Although both are charged with plotting to kill innocent people, Azhar is the only one accused of taking a leadership role of directing a person to carry out a terrorist activity. Authorities in Iran have denied any connection with the plot. And when RAV4 dismissed talks of public transit, councillors, including TTC Chair Karen Stintz, made sure it gets back in the agenda. Stintz admits that the majority of councillors wants to have a full debate in order to ensure that Toronto's interests are represented. Ford made it clear that he will not support any new fees, saying that the province should focus on money-saving measures instead. Metrolinx will recommend new sources to pay for more transit in Toronto and the Hamilton area. And if the public do not weigh in on this debate before May 27th, Sin said other regional municipalities will decide how Toronto gets taxed. And 87 people died at a Bangladesh factory that collapsed on Wednesday. Suppliers like Joe Fresh and British Foods' Primark are some of the companies that made garments at that factory. Both the companies admit to be saddened by the recent event and have claimed to conduct regular audits to improve the factory's standards. Workers hesitated to go into the building the morning of the collapse because of the large cracks found in the walls the day before. Firefighters and soldiers with drilling machines desperately searched for more survivors. Turning now to sports. After losing to Tampa Bay's Lightning, the Leafs still has a chance to finish first in the Northeast Division. Toronto is 4 points behind Montreal and Boston, standing at 55 points. With only two games left, the Leafs hope to win over the Panthers for their game tonight. And the Toronto Blue Jays will be going against the New York Yankees tonight. The Jays have not had a winning record in the Bronx since 2003. Since then, they are 29-53 in New York. And the Spurs beat the LA Lakers 102-91, taking a lead of 2-0 in their Western Conference first-round playoff series. Tony Parker had 28 points and 7 assists to make it all happen. And in entertainment, equipped with their instruments, their voices, and a vision, two young musicians prove that life and music make the greatest teachers. Their unique sound has slowly opened the ears of Toronto's music scene. Here is a story I reported on Playwrights as the up-and-coming duo in Toronto. Playwrights are two young musicians in Toronto who found music and life outside of school as their greatest teachers. Silk Lorena, one half of Playwrights, did not continue school after graduating high school. It was a difficult decision, but he admits that the risk was necessary to pursue his dreams.
It's like, once you find that you can do something like without being pushed by someone else and you wanted to do it like on your own, that's like the best thing, you know what I mean? So it was just a hobby at first, and I met Angela, and it was like success throughout the summer that made me realize, you know what, like we probably have something going on around here.
Playwrights was created in 2011 when Lorena and Angela Abrinica collaborated on their new song. With two distinct styles of music, it was hard at first for the duo to fuse their genres together. Lorena adds a more hip-hop feel to the music with his raps, while Abrinica adds the soulful and sometimes folky sound to their songs.
But when I start a song, like, I'll really write something that really like speaks to me, and then it'll be challenging for Silk to obviously like get into that exact mind state.
Right.
Same as, so like, if he was to write his songs, like, I won't fully be there.
As playwrights slowly find their place in the music scene, people can expect to hear different sounds that only they can provide. Joyanne Marana, Observer Radio News, Toronto. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Joyanne Marana, and have a great day.